a position at Cricket's Canyons that I applied for. So now I'm a project manager that side. Yeah.
Cool. And where did you grow up?
Grew up kind of between here, Botswana, Mozambique.
Okay. So the bush is in your heart.
Bush is in my blood, definitely.
Yeah, okay, cool. Ange, welcome. I know you've put this whole thing together and we've had you in the studio before. I mean, you're an old hand at this. A little bit of people who don't know you, what is your role at K2C, and a little bit about your background in Utspay without going into everything, because I know you've got a full profile.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. So I have been with K2C for just over a year now. My role is Community Income Generation Manager, so working at supporting SMMEs within the community spaces that we work in the Biosphere region. I help with many, many, many things in the organization, but yeah, mostly with a focus on the income generation, value chains, and circular economy within the region.
Fantastic. So I know a lot of you might be listening for the first time. We've done a whole series of K2C. We looked at all the various projects and all the different things that are involved with, and trying to bring K2C closer to the community, because a lot of us don't know what you do. A lot of people know K2C, but we know the building and we're not sure what you're about. So, Leon, tell us a little bit about the project that you're involved
with. Okay. My project is the TASK Cookstove Distribution Project. So it is a partnership between public and private sector, so K2C being a public entity and TASK being a private company. And they came up with this concept looking at deforestation and the number of households in the landscape that use open fire to cook with and the amount of wood that gets chopped for wood fires. So they came up with the idea to distribute these fuel-efficient rocket cook stoves that we give to households. They basically use small twigs to cook, so a lot less firewood being used. You don't have to harvest the whole tree, that you can just use small branches and so from the tree. And that, obviously, less deforestation and a lot less carbon emissions. And that's how we kind of fund it.
And it's pronounced TASK, T-A-S-C.
Yes.
Is TASK an overseas company or a local company?
So they are from overseas. They've got a local head office in Cape Town.
Okay. And just explain the actual, is it how does the cooking stove work? How does it actually work, and what do you do? So I'm now a house and I've now been given one of these stoves.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the product.
So it's a tiny little rocket stove, basically. Yeah. They're made locally, they're made in Durban, so locally South African. But you feed in a small amount of twigs at the bottom. And that gives you your heat for cooking, so it uses a lot less fuel. They're also really nice. They don't have a lot of smoke, so if it's raining, you can take them inside.
Yeah.
So a lot of the outdoor kitchens in the communities with open fires are kind of almost like a tin shack that people cook in, and there's a lot of smoke, so there's quite a few health benefits as well for communities from that.
In terms of putting the stove down, are you also doing an education around it on how to use it? You don't use it next to a cotton towel, that type of stuff.
Definitely. So we have all that instructional. We do sensitization meetings with communities before the time, tell them why they're receiving stoves, tell them what the benefits are, how to use them. And then we have monitoring teams. In Kruger's Canyons, we have 4 monitoring teams. Each of them have 15 kind of village monitors that are located in the villages that go around and help people. If there are any concerns, if one breaks, they go out and fix it. They keep reminding people how to use them and just encouraging people to use them.
And I know we're going to be a bit wary on talking numbers and financial model, but in terms of number of these that you've placed, how many of these have you guys placed over a period of time?
So since I think it was August 2021, we have done 350,000 in K2C, Kruger's Canyons.
That is impressive, eh?
And then we also work with our sister biosphere to the north, Vembe Biosphere. We've done 100,000 there, and we're currently busy with phase 2 distribution, so we're going to do another 100,000. So probably looking at about 600,000 cook stoves in there.
Now, I know Angie's involved in the income generator. Are any of these stoves being used by people to drive income from, or is it purely a personal? Is it purely a personal use? No one's cooking for the community and selling on.
So it's purely just for residential use at the moment. So kind of household level usage. We have been investigating the possibility of maybe doing institutional size stoves, which we could use at spaza shops next to the road or at schools, because a lot of the schools have kitchens as well where they cook for the scholars during the day, so it's for their usage as well.
So on some of the material you provided me, there was a very interesting graphic that said the development impact are valued at over $4,000 per stove. Do you want to maybe explain that little creative to me? It just seems like a really cool creative. And if you are saying you placed over 300,000 of these things times $4,000, then the impact is massive.
Yeah, so we look at that in terms of, you know, a lot of people, especially if you move more towards urban areas, they don't have access to collect wood as members from a rural village would have. So they're buying wood. On average, wood is about 800 rand a bucky load or something. So if you're using a lot less wood, there's definitely a financial saving for communities. So over the period, the lifespan of that cook stove, they could be saving money there. It's also a lot of saving in time, which allows people to focus on starting a business or something like that.
So that's how that thing, and then there seems to be a good health indicator.
Yes.
Good health or well-being.
So that's all around the emissions. So because there's less emissions, you're not working in a smoky kitchen, so a lot less eye problems, a lot less lung problems for people that use the cook stove.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things you say is switching to efficient stove could reduce over 250 million tons of carbon dioxide.
Yes.
Emissions from being emitted. However, most families can't afford to buy them.
Yes.
And that's really where you guys come in. So there's no cost to the end user. You guys are providing that cost.
Yes, we supply the stoves for free to the end users. And, of course, we have to fund it somehow. So we do get carbon credits from the emission savings that we then sell to big organizations on a compliance market.
Okay.
And that's what funds the project.
Okay, so you are trading the emissions back in, and very, very clever. And how do people get identified to get the stove? I mean, because surely everybody wants one.
Everybody wants one. that we see quite a lot. We get a lot of requests from villagers all over saying, please come, please distribute in our area. We really have a need for them. So we'll go out and assess. How we assess is we go and check, do the households use wood? Have they got open fires? Are there big piles of wood sitting outside the households? And we do some surveys and some sense checking before we go out and distribute to those areas.
So, and you guys are only responsible to distribution within the KVC environment, because I see on the task brochures, over 750,000 of these have been distributed through Africa.
Yeah, 750,000. That figure is between here, which is Limpopo, K2C, Vembe Biosphere, and then the Waterberg Biosphere.
Yeah.
And then there's also a small project in Zimbabwe and Zambia.
Okay. So you did mention earlier on, I just want to elaborate, the next project is about 100,000 of these stoves. Where are they going to be going?
So they're going up to the north, around Toyondo, past the South Spansburg to Messina. We're busy in that region at the moment.
Is that still part of the biosphere?
It's part of Vembe Biosphere.
Okay.
That's our sister biosphere.
So you're working with them in terms of that. And how long does it take you to roll that project out? We don't arrive with 100,000 stoves, so you're obviously doing it in phases, correct?
Well, it's kind of a continuous process. It's quite intensive. So at the moment, this next 100,000 should take us about 8 months. We've got quite a big team of people that go around. We visit about 750 households a day that we distribute stoves.
Sure, that's a lot. So when you're distributing it, you're doing the training at the same time. So you're giving it to them, showing them how to use. Do you find that going back and talking to people you're now using it over a long time, that it has changed their lives in any way?
Yes, we definitely, like I mentioned, we have our monitoring team. So part of their responsibility is to go back and check what is the uptake, what is the usage, how do people find the stoves. And we have seen significant improvements in areas where you can see there's a reduction in the amount of wood use. Interesting, some of the villages around here, Sadawa. So with that, we also do environmental education. We don't just talk about the cook stoves, we talk about deforestation, pollution. And the Induna, or the traditional authority that side, have asked that we do a monthly meeting when they have their community meeting, that we have a slot and we do some environmental education. And they've now started declaring that certain trees in the area are now protected. Oh, nobody's allowed to chop down those trees.
Yeah, I mean, that's come via providing a stove, for want of a better word, creating a solution.
Exactly. So with this, we get the carbon emissions, but there's also a greater spin-off benefit of a lot of environmental education that's happening in the region.
And this might be a really stupid question, but do these things break?
They do break. They do break after time. Another responsibility of my monitoring team is to go around and fix for people if they can. If they cannot fix, we try to replace them.
Okay. And is this going to be is this going to be an ongoing project, or you believe that it's going to have a lifespan and stop, or is it going to, I mean, there are thousands of homes. I mean, what you've touched is just a small percentage of that.
So, you know, South Africa is a developing country. We're not a third world country like our neighbors, Zimbabwe or those. So this was the first phase, trying to move people away from an open fire. And what any project wants to do or achieve is to move people up the energy ladder. So if we do a next phase, it probably won't be rocket stoves. It might be gas stoves or something, because you want to start developing people and moving them up.
Fantastic. We're going to take a short break and give these guys some time to breathe. We're back on air. We're having a lot of chat afterwards. Just saying, it's so nice to talk to people who know their subject line. Leon, I believe there's a foundation linked to this. Throw some more details, and I know Angie will pass on some of the information around it.
Yeah, so like we mentioned, with the distribution and the carbon emissions, we get carbon credits that we use, or TAS gets carbon credits that they sell. So part of our community give back is they've created the TASC Community Foundation, which then supports small projects or initiatives in the region, just as an extra give back to recipients of the cook stove.
Yeah, so with the foundation, we have a committee that meets once a month, and kind of all the decision making happens through the committee in terms of what gets presented to the task board. We have previously received funding for the London Landfill project, which I know Letabo touched on last week, where funding was given in terms of a grant to set up, for CAPEX funding, to set up a recycling centre at London Landfill site, which is Marilyng's landfill site. This enabled the reclaimers on the site to then take the next step of their waste being baled and sold off to Joburg. So that investment was about 400,000 rand that came in for the reclaimers to set up. Then we last year started with our pilot of the community-based small grants, which are grants of 300,000 rand, which people could apply for. We have received our first round of applicants. We're in the final stages of selection and approvals, and what happened was that they got screened through the committee. Once we've selected the top projects from those applications, they then will now be getting submitted to the task board and for final approval, and then we'll be moving forward on those.
Fantastic. So that's like a small business funding type thing.
Yeah, so the focus for TASC most of the time for anything that they want to fund is that it has a greater community benefit. So not necessarily just one business, but something that affects the community as a whole, whether it's a concept that brings in multiple SMMEs in a space as a hub, or a farming project that affects multiple schools in the area. So there's various kind of avenues you can take in the SMME space.
Those grants that you're going to give, I mean, I would imagine it's going to be more than just money. You're going to try and nurture them, coach them, give them an opportunity to be successful with that grant.
Yes. So K2C and Vembe Biosphere are the two implementation partners with TASC. And what will happen is the ones that are selected will get mentorship and assistance with monitoring and evaluation. That's a big part that we'll play in these grants, is making sure that everything that is spent is what was included and it goes to where they said it was going to go. And we keep monitoring and evaluating that project as a whole to see the success stories coming out of it. And the ones who aren't successful in the first round, there's an element of capacity building. So we would then step in and assist them with writing grant proposals, looking at their model a bit better, seeing the gaps, identifying what may be needed that they haven't seen before. So that's definitely a part that K2C comes in, and that's where my role comes in.
You get to make it, you get to spend it.
Yes, exactly.
Like a perfect marriage, eh? Like a perfect marriage. So obviously not all the projects that you guys are involved with, and especially you involved with, have through K2C, are funded by this. It's only certain projects that they make that money available through.
Yes, yeah. It's only those that are selected through, that had put their applications in. Okay. So it could be separate organizations. It could be a business with a model that affects the community. There's a whole lot of types of entities that can apply, but they would have had to submit the application. There will be more rounds coming as we go along through the year, but for now we've just got the few that we've selected for now.
So have you done the selection process already? So you've already got people who've now been granted who've started to do work?
We are in the final stages of the approval, yeah. And so then, those will be moving hopefully in the next month or two.
Very exciting, eh? And are they, they're obviously community-based projects that would enhance them. Do they have anything to do with what you do, or are they totally irrelevant from a stove perspective?
Well, some of them might be slightly irrelevant, some of them not really.
I realize you can't say too much about it, but again, yeah. And one of the questions I asked earlier was obviously the commercial model of it, not the residential model, because, I mean, that would be really good from a granting perspective, surely, because feeding schemes and that are obviously, you know, big. I mean, we do some work at the HFM and my business with a creche outside the Manuletti, and, you know, if they had something like that for them, it would just be phenomenal. Is that something that's on the cards?
Definitely. So, I mean, we're always looking for opportunities. These are purely community benefit type projects. But if there's an opportunity that we could implement a larger scale project, which would allow us to continue this type of work, we're always looking for those opportunities.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think, you know, with the growth of those rural areas through various organizations, we take Marling Tourism, which we're involved with in terms of what we're trying to do from a growth perspective. I think a lot of those could come together quite nicely, all starting from getting people to actually cook better.
Exactly.
Is there anything that we perhaps haven't touched on in terms of the linking? I mean, you guys know your subject, so we talk quite quickly in terms of it. But is there anything that I perhaps haven't mentioned or we haven't touched on that would be valuable to people to understand?
Maybe. I don't know if Leon, the Zanza proposal maybe is a good one to include.
Yeah, the Zanza proposal is one that we've just actually received funding for. So this is an extra way that we want to kind of give information back to communities. So the idea is to set up a few IT centers, but also Wi-Fi hubs at traditional authorities where community members gather, which will allow us to maybe put up a TV or something and just, like those little information photos that we have, put that up on a screen, but on a daily basis. So our first focus, what we want to try pilots, is we've got a river monitoring project. So we're checking the water quality in the rivers. So the traditional authorities we've selected are in the areas close to these rivers, and maybe like on a daily basis have information up there, what is the river health at the moment.
And yeah, I mean, that would just be great. I mean, that could that could lead to even app development down the line.
Where exactly.
You can have that. I mean, that information is vital for anybody. And again, is that a separate project or is that something that comes out of what you're currently doing?
That is part of the community funding that we're using to do that, because I think environmental education is also, it's a great community benefit. If we can encourage people and have cleaner rivers, that has very broad community benefits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about your NAPI project, but I talk about it often. I don't know enough about it, but I tell everyone about it. I mean, to me, it's the most amazing project I've ever heard of.
Yes.
And I was told once in your boardroom, and I tell that story at least twice a week to somebody, because, you know, someone will say to me, what does KDC do? And then you go, okay, well, he has a story. Yeah. I can tell them about the stoves and something that adds into it. But I do think... the opportunity to work closer with the community is a big step in the right direction.
And I think it's important also just to mention, at K2C we really consider ourselves a learning organization, and anything that we are doing is in the hope that it can be duplicated or replicated and upscaled in future in other communities. So we've got these models kind of existing in certain spaces, but the hope is that those can then be replicated throughout the landscape.
Brilliant. Guys, thank you for your time. Really great to have you in the studio. Thanks for the series. I think, do we have any more? We have one more. Oh, fantastic. I think we have one more. And then the whole idea is to do some deeper dives into it. I'd love to go out with you one day, even into the Vemba district, talk to some people, do some podcasts around that. I think there's some nice opportunities of telling the story. And again, once you've got those guys who've got grants, it'd be great to give them some airtime. Bring them in and just talk to them about where they're going and what they're trying to do. I think that's where the leverage comes through. So thank you very much for your time. And sorry it was me and not Lou.
No, thank you.
You have a nice male voice, and I'll be doing a lot of the outside work. I don't think Lou will be doing. But thanks so much for coming in, and I hope that everything you guys do is successful, and thank you for what you are doing.